Back to another edition of BA Sales, kind of called Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Graham Bell. Welcome one and all. Some of you via our invitation were applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul, every day. Continue paying it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so, growing one star seed at a time. We do three audio shows daily. Now in our sixth year of doing so, I've been blessed that I'm on all platforms where you would hear any audio version of a podcast show. And my YouTube offering is Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share, and more importantly, where you're comfortable in doing so, please do subscribe, continue paying the board. We appreciate that. Today, we'll be here for about maybe 5 to 10 minutes. This is a real REEL. Chuckling a little bit. Hopefully the content is perceived as REAL, real. It's about a prelude show to upcoming guest Byron Athene, which will be, when he gets here to do so, on April 29th, his then 9th show with me. And when he gets here to do so, we'll be talking about the following subjects, and I want to do a dissertation here about that quickly within the 5 to 10 minutes as a reel. So, it'll be about stoicism and emotional well-being, and it will indeed be a prelude show that I haven't yet taped audio-wise. Actually have, but I haven't released it as of yet. It'll probably be on a Blog Talk Radio edition. In that episode, and in that prelude episode, I actually highlighted a couple of probing questions in the description of the said show. And I'll revisit those at my audio shows, and I'll try to do them from recall here. So to fill the 6-minute void, and I'm trying to watch the metered clock on this timer as well. I think the best option is to actually share with you some rough notes that Byron and I have already exchanged about what I'm going to try to put together in an audio version of a prelude show. So let me see if I can call Byron's notes up via his most recent email to myself. Thanks for being patient with the spinning wheel. Okay, a little bit verbatim here, Byron to myself, about what we'll talk about when he gets here to do so. I believe it's February, April 25th, last Thursday of this month, when he gets here. So, kind of verbatim him to myself, speaking for Byron in his email to me, him to me, verbatim. My rough plan is to start by talking about the origin of Stoicism, which is an early Greek philosophy starting around the 3rd century BC. One of the main principles is that we should be living virtuous lives and should be at all times maximizing positive emotions and minimizing negative ones. It's aimed to create a framework to do this automatically. It was one of the first philosophies that spread the idea of emotional responsibility. This is what we are responsible for, how we think, feel, and behave. Famous Stoics included Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, Epictetus. It was used by psychoanalyst Albert Ellis to create a new type of therapy called rational emotive behavior therapy, or better known perhaps as REBT. REBT is the original form of CBT, standing for cognitive behavior therapy. REBT is pretty much a contemporary version of Stoicism. One of the famous Stoics, Epictetus, spelled E-P-I-C-T-E-T-U-S, has a quote that sums up the REBT slash CBT approach. And that is, quoting, people are disturbed not by events, but by the views which they take of them. So it's not what happens that upsets us, but our opinion. Ellis created a framework that highlighted this and is used in all cognitive approaches. He called the ABC model. A stands for activated events, any event that from the past, present, or future. B stands for beliefs, and C stands for consequences, which includes emotions, behavior, thoughts, and symptoms. Most people have an A to C way of thinking. That is, our emotions, our behavior, our thoughts, our symptoms stem from A, but this model makes it clearer that they actually stem from our beliefs about A. So, Byron, as the practitioner, myself simply as the porcelain junction box to get to recording with him, about him, and having him address some questions that I'll come up with for him and him to answer, that we always do within the confines of the show. I have a couple of probing questions for yourselves. Pardon me, and I'll probably have that out via audio at the time of this taping on April 16th, probably overnight as the 17th comes. And that'll be the Prelude Show. Probably going to have some fun with it. I'm also going to try to incorporate another bucket list method, magnetic memory method, doing a mnemonic where I'll be both Byron and myself, me interviewing him and him by myself being him virtually to do the interview. I've done that before. Those of you that joined the show, you may recall back at the past, pardon me, Christmas season, I did a series, quite a few of them, based on the Great Christmas Carol with actually Mr. Magoo, the cartoon character, being Ebenezer Scrooge, in many roles within the mnemonics that I did, being having virtual guests via the visitations of the three ghosts, and he was a modern-day businessman, and so on and so forth. You seem to all like them. They seem to be one of my higher-rated shows archivally, so those that aren't familiar or those that are, if you want to go back and revisit, that's my mnemonic that I will be doing. I'll be playing both roles, Byron and myself, until Byron actually gets here next Thursday at the time of taping. And it still will be a virtual taping show because neither of us have had the pleasure to shake each other's hands, or I haven't swam across the Atlantic Ocean, or him doing the same, kidding around a little bit over in the United Kingdom. So when we tape, it's virtual, but this is virtual without him being here in body and in soul at the radio taping next week. So I'm trying to buy a little bit of filler time, and I think we're around the 8-minute mark to try to make this a real REEL, and hopefully again it's REAL. And again, thanks everybody, wherever you're coming in, continuing to pay it forward. We're members of large intuitive groups, many members within many groups, one star seed at a time. I've been blessed again. Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, a little bit of jest. But really, I've interviewed just about all of those categories as well over the years. Authors, entrepreneurs, psychoanalysts, doctors, entrepreneurs, authors, meditators, mediators, lawyers, always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. I've been blessed that I've had guests with expertise in many of those categories, for sure. Psychoanalyst extraordinaire, 30-year career. Ninth visit upcoming, Byron the scene. He'll be expanding upon about what I'm going to have some fun with on the Prelude Show a little bit later on the audio waves. And as always, we all know somebody that's contemplating this precipice in time. Some of us, wherever we may be worldwide, maybe having some issues, anxiety, depression. We do it arm in arm together. It's counterintuitive to good health to wallow in it, but you must feel it with all five senses, which is something that we also talk about, the mind, the body, and the soul. Literally food and water for sustenance to the body, and then all the ethereal things as a holistic healing option. We support all wild animals being driven out of their natural environments worldwide, feral rescue animals, domestic pets, same challenges as we all, having good food, clean food and medicine choices. We can help you out in advice in many categories with that. There are people, plants in this planet, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself simply continuing to be the harbinger of good information. Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, being blessed with global exposure on these shows. So join us each and every day. Continue to pay it forward. Continue to be the goodwill ambassadors that you are. Bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.